So we've got the, if it's not been repealed, it's still in place. Let me give you a great example of this. You might have never heard of this, but there's a doctrine out there, believe it or not. It's all out there, isn't it? There's a doctrine out there that says that it's wrong for us to use musical instruments in church. Now, who's heard of that before? Can anybody tell me what denomination that is? Because I forget. Well, I'm sorry, Danny? I think it's Church of God, maybe, or something like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you know? Amish and Mennonite also. So the Amish and the Mennonites, okay, and perhaps Church of God or whoever, they teach that it is wrong for us to use musical instruments in church. Now, here's their justification for that. They say, well, you'll never find an example of it in the New Testament. Never in the New Testament will you find God telling us to use musical instruments. Therefore, we're not going to use it. It's not in place. But here's the thing. Are there examples in the Old Testament of God commanding us to use musical instruments? No. But that's the Old Testament. See, that's wrongly dividing, because was that repealed?
No.
Now, let me prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Amish and the Mennonite are wrong about this doctrine. Look down at your Bible at Ephesians 5. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. See, no musical instruments. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Does that tell us that we should be singing psalms? It says, speaking to yourselves in what? Three types of music, right? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Go to Psalm 150. So God is commanding us here. And by the way, it's a New Testament scripture, Ephesians 5:19. And by the way, it's taught to a church, the church at Ephesus, is it not? And what's he telling them to sing? Psalms. Sing psalms, okay? How about this psalm, for example? Did he say sing certain psalms? No, sing psalms. The book of Psalms. Look at Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise the Lord. And by the way, that's a command. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So how about this? Why don't we sing that song, but let's sing it a cappella? Because it would be sinful for us to actually use a trumpet as we sing a song that tells us to use a trumpet. So God wants us to sing that in the New Testament. Is everybody understanding the logic here? So in the New Testament church at Ephesus, we're supposed to sing a song about trumpets and stringed instruments and cymbals sounding, but don't do it. Don't use them. And if you do, you're sinning. See, that's teaching for commandments, the doctrines of men. There is no command in the Bible that says, don't use musical instruments. There is a teaching in Psalm 150 and many other places telling us we should praise him on these musical instruments. And then he tells us to sing these. That's what always cracks me up when I show people something out of the book of Psalms and they say, that's Old Testament. We're supposed to sing it in both Testaments. We're supposed to sing all 150 of these in both New Testament and Old Testament. So that falls apart pretty fast. So if it hasn't been repealed, it's still in place.